I can't drive and I am 55. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thanks to Baby Wet Wet for that catchphrase submission. And pardon me for being a little distracted, but someone pulled something out of their pocket and waved it at me out of the corner of my eye. I felt like...
I'll tell you now so you know. I brought something. I won't use it at the appropriate time. It could be 30 minutes in. But at the end of that song, I thought it was the right time. Comedy Bang Bang. And then I was going to go...
Why didn't you do it then?
Because I got it. I missed the 1 second.
You got in your head about it.
Would have still been. Right, well, that's it. I'll do it. I'll surprise you again, but I won't tell you when.
All right.
Because that wouldn't be a surprise.
All right. That's our first guest. We'll introduce him in a second. But I do want to say my name is Scott Aukerman. This is another episode of Comedy Bang Bang. We have a great one coming up a little later. We have a radio DJ named Dominic Weiss. We also have Mike Stacker is on the show. I don't know what Mike Stacker's whole thing is, but Mike Stacker will be on the show a little later. Does that excite you?
Yeah, well, I mean, what does he do?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, it's fun. You know what? Surprises are never get old.
That's right. Do you like a surprise? Like, ah!
What are you, Ellen DeGeneres?
I thought you were going to have a heart attack. No. Another heart attack.
No, I don't like to surprises because I like to plan everything.
Yeah, you're an anal retentive.
Hey, watch your
emphasis
mouth.
On the anal.
How dare you?
You're not getting that soft treatment you got on WTF.
Yeah.
Not here, not on Comedy Bang Bang. We're a hard-hitting program. don't put it back in your pocket.
Okay, like well, I don't
use it. That's the thing. You
much.
Like you're delaying it by two precious seconds.
Two precious seconds.
Let's introduce our first guest. He is, of course, one of the best stand-up comedians in history, I would say. What is the storied history of comedy stand-up?
Nope.
Comedy, comma, stand-up.
What do you mean?
Like, how far back does it go?
That's a good question. I don't know, but wasn't it? I mean, you always hear people go, oh, before, you know, the kings and the clowns. And
sure. We're not counting the fucking jesters.
Oh, right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like, fuck them.
I agree with you. We're comedians. Oh, before that, the dog would take a shit on somebody's face. And if that dog moved, I couldn't think of something. Some other,
the dog moved.
I also don't want to say, like, because the clown is something that I wouldn't want to be compared to because the art of it is, you know, actually.
Sure, they actually have to work very hard at what they do.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah. So I just mean because they always go, but when did it start? Like me and you know.
Yeah.
I know. David Brenner. No,
yeah.
It went back before that. Jerry Seinfeld.
Probably.
I'm kidding.
I mean, vaudeville certainly had people, comedians who would, I don't know that it was exactly what stand-up has evolved into these days, but certainly like comedians telling jokes in front of people.
Yeah.
So and like before that though, nothing.
Nothing. People just cry into a sock and go, one day there'll be something. Why? No, before that, this is what a friend of mine told me. I don't know if it's true or not. You know, these people. He goes, people just had these.
See, it outside of the pocket.
It's better.
It's better.
But do me a favor.
Yeah.
Put this away. Because I don't need it.
We're not going to put it away. Okay.
Matter of fact, if you want to do it, I'll let you. But you'd have to, if you trust
okay,
him.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
You know, the history of stand-up comedy, which goes back 100 or so years, he's one of the best to ever do it. And he's alive right now. A lot of these people who are some of the best to ever do it, they're long gone.
They're dead. They're all dying. Every time they die, I cry, and then I go, now it's only me.
Moving up a notch.
Moving up
a notch. But he...
That's your only way you can grow is if somebody else... Oh, moving up a notch.
Because there was a good, you know, 10 years of your career where you were like number 49.
Number 49 for a while.
Yeah, and now you're up to like 27.
You know what? Seriously, I do work... You know, hey, look. because I'm not a good actor. I'm not good in auditions. My career is...
You were on Home Improvement. I saw you playing Tim's dad, weren't you, in a flashback?
I was. But it's not something that I do very well. And those things can help perpetuate your career. You know, acting thing can push attention towards your comedy. So I've had I could do one thing in the meantime, be, bitter, or go, well, just work really fucking hard on your stand-up.
So why didn't you do either?
No, you know what? Come here.
He's looking for the whistle. Now he's going into the kitchen. What's happening here? What do you have?
Oh, God. On the way here, I don't know if this is going to be funny or it's going to create a weirdness in the room.
You're going to play something off your phone?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
Something I said on the way here.
As much as I love Scott Aukerman, my prediction is, I hope it doesn't happen, that he will passive-aggressively or just aggressively insult the show.
At the light, turn left onto Sanders Avenue.
Somewhere in that area.
And that proves that you are on your way here because of the directions.
Well, no, I thought, as I was leaving that little voice memo, I go, I hope it doesn't, that part doesn't get in. But also, I wanted you to know I have nav.
Wow. You got sat navved. No, of course I wouldn't do that passive aggressively. I'll do it right to your face.
I said passive aggressively or just aggressively, but that fucking nav interrupted it.
Yeah.
Yes to what you said.
Yes. I forget what I said.
But that's an old trick.
Sure. Yes. back on track.
Yeah, right.
Yes to what you said. But he's one of the best to ever do it. He's alive and you can see him as he goes out and tours. I mean, you're not going to be able to see the Richard Pryors. You're not going to be able to see George Carlins. Who else is good?
How about the comedy of today? Nate Bargatze, Jim Gaffigan, sure. Sarah Silverman.
Well, they're not dead yet. My point is...
Those. How about the greats that are alive? Just compare me to them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's a solid, 19 out of the ones who are alive right now.
20. Wait, I should go the other way.
He has a new... project that we want to hear all about. We rushed to have him on. Emergency podcast recording.
I will say this, because after that I get paranoid. Oh, people are... It means a lot. I haven't been on the show in a while. Mm-hmm. I reached out to you. Sometimes I get it. People get busy. You also have to understand that. I do understand it, but it hurts a little sometimes when someone you were nice to or whatever. Overwhelmingly, the thing I'm proud about comedians, most of them... Right, you were one of them. Man, right back to me. Yeah, let me call you tomorrow, follow up, get your day.
I wasn't right back to you because you still texted me about a day a day later saying
But I was, what did I say? I go, I'm going to kill myself.
If you don't get back to me.
Yeah, but then you said, I saw your video. I have reason in this request that people do get back to you. I'm reasonable about it. And I would say, being reasonable, you got right back to me. Then you said, I did watch it. Great, we're just trying to find...
The day that we can do it, yes.
Day after that, hey, how's this? Boom, boom, boom.
We got you in an emergency podcast recording because I want people to know what this is because it's a very exciting project. Thank you. Please welcome to the show, back to the show. He hasn't been here in a long time by his own admission, Todd Glass.
Thank you.
Yes, he claps for himself as well. He wants more.
How dare you? I just want it to sound like there's something fun going on. You know what? I'll try to get this down. So it started a crowdsource at Seed and Spark. Mm-hmm. Now I'll go backwards and explain why.
Okay, so we started in media res. In media res, never mind.
What does that mean?
In the middle of something. So when you watch a television show and it starts somewhere in the middle of a scene and you're like, what's going on? Then it goes backwards to explain it.
Oh, I didn't know that. And you know, I've learned from when I do listen to podcasts I've been on, it's always embarrassing when you didn't know what something meant and you just plow past it. Yeah, anyway, myself. So I go, ask. If you don't understand something, take the time to ask.
And now do you understand it, though, Todd?
At first I thought it was, we now join the bloom, bloom, bloom in the middle. yes, I do. I do understand. It's a style which in movies and TV and all sorts.
Okay, you don't understand. Okay.
Oh! Well, tell me.
I told you once already. Anyway,
you're right. It's not that important, but at least I showed.
You started a it's akin to a Kickstarter. These are brand names of other companies, but yours is called...
It's Seed and Spark. It's just a place, typically for indie films, that does crowdsourcing.
And this is a valuable tool for
funding a project.
Funding a project that maybe you're interested in, that the filmmakers aren't independently wealthy. You know, I mean, you do all right, Todd.
I do all right, but I don't have the type of money to do this on my own. I would figure it out. If I had to, it would be a lot less that I could do.
Sure.
Can I give you the get people know what it is?
I would love to know exactly what it is that you're asking people to provide resources for.
And then I'll tell them I won't tell them what all the tiers are, of course, but I'll tell you what two are because I think they're two interesting ones. So, you know, my Netflix special, Act Happy, I had a band. After that was over.
When did that come out?
That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yes.
So yes, we're talking 2019.
Yes, it came out in 2019, right before the pandemic.
And was this a super spreader event that caused COVID?
This was a super spreader because a lady in the first row coughing. There was a lady in the first row. Thank God the guy spent the money, the director, and he blacked her out. She was just coughing like bleh.
What do you mean he blacked her out? He got rid of her.
Really? He got rid of her. She had a bad resting face, too. He goes, oh, she's getting blacked out. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I said, well, you're out of it. Can you black out the exit sign? Because that doesn't look too pretty either. But anyway. So, you know, the red exit signs.
Sure.
So that then after I toured.
Aren't they green? As in, like, come through these?
They're red. I think they're red.
Are they red? Really?
You could probably change them.
If I see a red exit sign, I'm like, oh, don't exit through this.
Now I'm curious. I'm almost positive they're red because they want everyone to see it. And I presume they think red is the...
Is like, hey, pay attention to us.
Pay attention, run out of here, right? I was going to digress, but I won't.
No, go ahead and digress.
No, it's not worth it.
The judge of that.
I'll talk about it on the Patreon show.
Okay, sure.
That's what I do.
I
do mine. I go on all these podcasts. I half say something and then I go, let me talk about it on my Patreon. And that's how I throw a lot of people there. Thank you very much. So I'm paranoid that I'm trying to make this short. So I started
touring.
Don't
make it short. I love talking to you.
Thank you. I started touring with the band after that, and things loosened up because I wasn't shooting a special, of course. And, you know, I've always cared about every minute you could take advantage of entertaining on either side of a stand-up comedy show. You know, it's a stand-up comedy show. I know what it's like to want to go out and see stand-up comedy. I want to give that to people. It's just got a lot of production around it. Seeing what happens with music, what you could do with music, and people love music. They like stand-up, put it together. So it's like before the show, I have a saxophone player playing in the street, and he's not fucking noodling. He's playing songs they recognize and they love. You know, oh, great. That's good if it's a block away, not in my ear while I'm trying to talk in line. So he plays. This guy shreds it. And then while they're being seated, some places that's an hour. The two of the band members are out there.
I went to see a band last night. And there was a good hour and 15 minutes. I just like was sitting there doing a crossword puzzle the entire time going like...
At a music thing?
At a music thing, yeah.
Usually they're a little better at it. I mean, clubs play music, but it's not like cool music. So this is like two of the band members. Then after the show, if I can have an ice cream truck or if I can have a hot chocolate and cookies to go, I take advantage of every single second, you know, of the... And then there's the show. Like this year, I toured without the band. I mean, there's like sometimes a 7-8-piece band playing with me, and they start the show with 2 minutes, and they don't just noodle again. They shred.
They've
a song.
Actually rehearsed.
They rehearse. It's a tight show. It's like a stand-up comedy show backed by a big band.
And then there's a lot of a production around it as people are waiting to get in, as people are sitting down, as they leave.
One night I sat down with a friend of mine a few months ago. I go, is there any second that I haven't thought of, like, yeah, you could. He goes, you could. Some people, two people, Instagram me them home eating the cookies and the hot chocolate, because that's not the with the water in it. They go home, they go, hey, Todd, our cookies and hot chocolate made it home. They posted it on Instagram. I put it at the end of the video. So they go, you could curate a playlist for them to listen to and at back at their house. So we're doing that. Like, I want to really
also
elongate
you, like,
the
would
night.
It kill you to go home with them?
I would
and have
go
sex
home with
them.
I would dope shot. I would. Hey, we thought about it one night. Some things I would do to get this show to happen. I would have sex with a girl. I don't give a shit. So what if everyone finds out? It's not so, you know, I can't even say any of the things. I'm trying to think what they say. Would you do this to a guy? But if I say it, it's too vulgar.
Yeah, it's too vulgar.
Anyway.
You're not that type of guy.
So here it comes. So if I just go do this show in New York, the show's not that expensive to tour with. I've been doing it for 4 years. It's a well-oiled machine.
Right. So what are you asking people to fund?
So I don't put a huge amount of money behind the advertising of it. Like when a play opens up in New York, if I don't bring in the real dogs, and it's a lot of money, and I've done everything to make this show as tight as it can be. Even my stand-up that I say I toured without the band to make sure my stand-up was fucking tight. This show is a well-oiled machine, and the only thing that could go wrong, and it's not just some line that I say. If people see the show, they're going to go, he's fucking right. Like, that is a show to go see, is if I don't have the money to advertise it, to bring in a PR firm. What, you know, I don't know what term you use.
Sure.
But to really get the word out.
When you open something in New York, if it's like a one-person show usually, like something Mike Birbiglia would do or
exactly.
Something like that, there's a big PR push for it, and mm-hmm. It's the people who don't necessarily go out to see stand-up get involved because it's a theatrical experience.
Right.
And that's what you're looking for, is you're looking for a lot of just the stand-up lovers that you attract with your normal stand-up.
I wouldn't mind if it's still stand-up lovers, because
sure.
There's still but the stand-up, I can think of the comedians that I would want their audience, you know, that
yes.
They do stand up, but they're also, there's a creativeness behind it.
But it's a produced show.
Yeah, the stand up, the thing is, every single thing is tight, so I, within it, can be loose.
Right, yes.
There's a tightness to me being loose, but yes, no, it's not a play. It's just.
No, it's not a play, but it is, when I say theatrical experience, much like David Byrne's American Utopia, it was not a play, but it was a theatrical experience
yes.
That belonged on Broadway.
Right. Like, so if I start yes. talking about, I have this bit. I won't tell you the bit, but it's just about guys that don't trim their toenails. Okay, it is a funny bit. Trust me. But if you're
I want to hear this bit now.
If you're doing that bit with production, and all of a sudden the stage is now like this cool color, and things change over this simple stand-up bit.
That's what you're trying to achieve. You want to do a run in New York.
I want to do a run in New York.
And how long do you want?
I'd like to do it for 2 weeks, a month. And also,
what about 3 years?
Oh, are you kidding me? But I think, yes, of course, 3 years I meant when I said, are you kidding me? But I think you have to do a run first and
sure.
Turn it into something.
Sell it out and then, yes.
Yes, and then go, or maybe even someone in Chicago, because I have a place I'd like to. Because mm-hmm. If you do well somewhere, you take all the positive press and you can go yeah. Do it other places.
Well, no, I mean, it's a lot like touring a Broadway show where you come into, say, the Pantages here in town for a month. And you get enough notice and enough people are like, oh, a theater. Sure.
Right,
yeah. Let's go. Let's go to this thing I read about.
And last thing. So my pipe dream is to not my pipe dream. The second part is the pipe dream is to get. I don't want to go. Nobody would. You go to my comedian friends and go, hey, would you fund this play?
Right.
But once it is funded, then I will go to them and I will say, can I borrow your name? I don't want to list the people, but instead of one, like you say, Mike Birbiglia presents Alex, you know.
Right.
Try to have five, because I think it's a kitsch idea.
What if you just borrow their name so people think they're going to see them instead of you?
Well, that's what my brother said.
Your brother. He sounds very funny.
He's hit or miss. He's hit or miss. He's hit or miss. But then to then go to them and ask if I could borrow their name. So on
right.
The billboard, it would be very clear. It would just be like,
because yeah.
When it says like this person presents, you get it.
Yes.
Your name's still bigger and it still says presents. And then if one person comes in and pays for the whole thing, if one person comes in, they can get their name up on the billboard too. But then you got to pay for
the
whole thing.
But could it be, if one person pays for the whole thing, could it be as big as like Batman v Superman? You know, where
their name would be as big
as Scott Aukerman versus Todd Glass.
Their name would be
as big as yours.
Not as big as mine.
Come on, Todd.
I'm
paying for this whole thing. How much is this costing me?
Hold on. But
hold on.
But it would be as big as
we
the
gotta
people.
We got to settle this.
I don't want to say the names because then they know I'm getting a call from Todd once this thing's funded. But it would, you know what it is?
But, yeah, I know
it's
who you're
people
talking
I want their audience.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love what they do, but I also want their audience. I'm jealous of their audience. I'm
sure.
Going to reach out to some of those people. And then if that one person pays for it, yeah, boom. How much? We don't have to talk about how much. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
You like this car?
I'd like my name bigger than yours.
Oh, that question has come up so much that what would you do? Absolutely. I take back what I said before. If somebody pays for their whole thing and that name is bigger than everybody, yeah.
Here's my issue. I pay for the
issue,
whole thing. Yeah.
There's no issue.
I pay for the whole thing and
yes.
It says Scott Aukerman presents.
Yes.
99% of the people that you want to attract say, who the fuck is that? So are, don't you want someone to pay for it who also has that audience that you
also
want?
No, because I don't need them at that point. I always think, and I mean this genuinely, like on, if that means anything to you. Sometimes, you know, when you think you explain something really well, and I do not mean this passive aggressively, you realize you don't because of the questions you get after you're done. The person,
so like a dumb shit asks you some question and you're
No, not a dumb shit. People that are very intelligent that I've told about the show and they go, oh, but blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Is that how I sound to you? Blah, blah, blah,
yeah, here's you. The names would be big that we're presenting.
Yes.
Me. By the way, I would do this if I don't get the names. It would just be very helpful to, you know, in advertising to say, I'm just going to say some names. I don't
have to throw out some names.
You know, Sarah Silverman, John Mulaney, Eric Andre, Patton Oswalt, you know, present Todd Glass.
Right.
And if the person pays for the whole thing, yeah, their name gets within theirs. If there's one name in there no one recognizes, it doesn't matter. So the other names are big. They're going to help me. But if every person I asked to use their name said no, I would still going to do the show. But that would be helpful to have a few comedians that go,
yes.
Todd's a nice guy. He's so, but it wouldn't. It would be someone
Wait,
that
so
has a
now
large
audience.
They have
to say you're a nice guy as well as just like
No, I'm
saying,
over the years, these comedians would go, yo, he's a nice guy. Todd Glass, he's always been nice. All right, well, let me use your name. Let me use your name. So there it is in a nutshell.
Okay.
I think.
Well, so people are essentially you're asking people to put up money to pay for you to
production.
Get a little backing production and also publicity for the show.
What do you think it is? We have a number. Do you want to guess? And I'll tell you it this way. When my manager said to somebody that's in that world, they go, "Not yeah, I know." Because, you know, in the beginning of your career, when you have something to promote, they go, oh, she's $2,300 and she got me on this or that. And then someone spent $10,000. He goes, no, to bring in the big dogs.
Sure.
There's other, you can go higher than this, but this is the amount where, yes. What do you think it is to promote a show like that? And it starts a month before it happens.
I'm going to say $3.4 million.
No, shut
Is that what you're trying to raise?
No, it's two. No. What, do you want to guess? You want to guess?
I'll guess, yeah. Just for the publicity?
Just for the PR. And that could include social media. It includes the whole thing. And whatever it is.
I'm going to say $10,000.
No.
Not even that?
Not even that. It's much, much more.
It's much, much more.
Yeah,
really?
Much, much more. Because think about it. For someone to really work on something, you know, you got to have some money.
This is disappointing to me because I had written you a $10,000 check.
Well, you can still take it. Where is it? You hear like chaos in the room as I lunge over and try to find the check as your computer knocks over. It's $50,000.
$50,000.
$30,000 to $50,000. Because you start at $30,000, just plan on $50,000.
And what do they get in return for pledging their support?
They don't have to get a lot. Come on.
There's different
levels. There's different tiers. One is an hour show, of which certain people, they give a certain amount. I don't know it by heart. They give a certain amount. I do an hour show with the band, with everything in the studio. Of course, not for each individual person.
Sure.
There's different tiers. One is, it's a high ticket item. Name the band after you or your business. See, at first I thought, I'm not letting them in the business. I'm going to have to go, hey, have my, you know, Tony's Pizza Band. And then I went,
I would do
that. And I have the whole band, all 10 of them or 8 of them go, you know what your name is. We're the Joey's Pizza Band.
It's a lot like when a pizza joint would sponsor a Little League company or something like that.
Right, but at least Little League, it's not like this, you know, I want to do it in a jazz type club. I want like drinks, no food. But like black tablecloths to the ground.
What color do you want these exit signs to be?
You know what? I have an opinion on exit signs. You want to know what they are?
Sure, yeah, let's hear it.
Well, I was at a cool jazz club in Texas called Jazz Texas. The owner's name is Doc Watson. And I noticed that his exit signs were, like you can go and get old exit signs. So when it looks stylistic for anything, but especially if you're shooting something and you can't, at least when you see the exit signs, they're not ugly exit signs. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. He goes, yeah, you can put up any exit signs you want. So there's
a little tip if you're starting a club. Steal this guy's antique.
Every little detail matters.
Yeah.
So, it's Seed and Spark. The easiest I could make it was go to toddglass.com. I think that's the easiest way.
That's the easiest way because who knows how to spell Seed? Who knows how to spell
you
Spark?
You might forget it, but Todd Glass.
Toddglass.com, you're never going
to
forget
that. Boom, it takes you over there, and that shoots you right over to Seed and Spark. And then that says that there's the 4.5-minute highlight reel, which I think Steve Rosenthal did a...
Yeah, I've seen the highlight reel. This is what prompted me to get right back to
you. He did a good job.
He did a great job.
He captured it. And then there's a message from me. And you know what? I said everything, and I appreciate you letting me. I know it's long, but like you're so passionate about something. Yeah,
well, you are. You're a passionate guy, and that's what we love about you. Is I wouldn't want to see a Todd Glass who's checked out mentally.
Thank you.
You know,
The price that people will see when it's there, obviously we can do it a lot less. We want to shoot the whole process and sure. maybe go into a tour bus, stop at like the Vermont Comedy Club and run it there for a week and then head over to Broadway.
Make it a touring show but and if, shoot but, it as a documentary, yeah, all
but
this
if,
stuff.
But yeah. if somebody said no, but we can come up with this money, the number can be a lot less and I can still do this show, but that's the big goal.
Okay, well, we want you to do whatever you want to do. We want you to be out there passionately defending this, and sure, it's going to take probably 10 years off your life, but what do you do? Why are you making a kissy face to me?
Oh, my God. You are sick in your head. Did you see me? Did I do it? Be honest. No. Thank you. He's shaking his head. No. What? You have a problem. You really do. Oh, my God.
You were making a kissy face at me.
Oh, my God.
And no one else in the room saw
it. This makes me look bad. Like, I know you're married. You have a kid who's awake because I rang the doorbell.
All right, we have to take a break, Todd, but can you stick around because we have a radio DJ. We also have Mike Stacker.
Yeah, I want to find out what Mike Stacker does.
Yeah, stick around. Yeah, we all want to find out what Mike Stacker does. We're going to be right back with more Todd Glass, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Comedy Bang Bang, Todd Glass is here of ToddGlass.com fame.
Was TikTok and Instagram too.
What? Oh, TikTok and Instagram?
I forgot.
I thought you said plug. Big Todd on Instagram.
No, Big Todd.
you can find me at Big Todd. Todd Glass is here. Of course, go check out his Kickstarter for his show. And we need to get to our next guest, Todd. This is very exciting. We have a radio DJ. I know you love DJs. I remember, wasn't there a time where... there's never been a time where a microphone has been lying around and you haven't grabbed it and just talked into it first.
He saw me at the grocery store talking on the PA because I was with him and they let me. And he goes, Todd, I think you'd be happy just working anywhere where there was a PA. I go, I know there used to be a car wash in my neighborhood when I was young and they'd let me like get on the PA. And I go, I spent three hours there sometimes when I was like 17, 18 years old, just pulling people in. All right, bring it in. He goes, you just want a PA. You know?
I love that.
That's all I really want.
Well, let's get to our next guest talks into microphones for a living. He is a radio DJ. Please welcome Dominic Weiss.
Hello, Scottish. Dominic Weiss, and the Weiss is nice. I'm coming in from WFZZ The Fuzz, where we play everything from the 70s, 80s, 90s, all of the 2000s, and the 50s and 60s as well.
Wow. So pretty much all of recorded music other than the 40s?
And they do Talk Through the Night, maybe you could say. You cover every genre of music.
I mean, yeah, this is just a programming
suggestion. We take requests, we talk through the night. We have a live event coming up downtown. Where's the downtown's roller skate rink?
Oh, downtown roller skate rink.
We're doing the downtown roller skate rink all summer long. I'll be there DJ. We're playing all the hits. I'm going to play Migos. We're playing things from Rat and Poison. I'm going to have Cardi B playing all night long. We're going to crank those speakers as loud as they can go.
Wow, so you got Migos and Rat and Poison. I've never heard that mixture. That sounds amazing.
We're going to be spinning them all night long over there.
All night long.
Do you still, like, because I know some of the DJs bring like records still?
I bring it. It's all digital these days, Todd, but I do bring the records everywhere I go.
But you don't use them?
No, I never do. Sometimes I'll pass them out to the skaters. They can pass them around or sort of wing them at each other like frisbees, but I need them all back by the end of the night.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
And you needed them all back.
I need them all back in perfect condition. Well, the condition I gave them to you. So come on out there all summer long, every Sunday night.
What city is this?
This is L.A., baby. This is where it's all happening.
But you're at W something?
No, KZZ The Fuzz.
Oh, The Fuzz.
KZZ The Fuzz.
KZZ The Fuzz.
You've heard The Fuzz.
I have not heard of
you. You haven't tuned into our weekend rollouts where we're playing everything from Tom Petty's solo work, More Migos.
Okay.
And Body Rate. Okay.
It's great to have you. Welcome to the... You have such a classic DJ voice. How long have you been DJing?
I've been DJing since 2012.
2012.
Okay. I was thinking this guy's been around.
That's when I got into it. I saw an old Howard Stern clip, and I said, "Hey, I'd love to do this without all the, throwing cheeseburgers at people's asses." Right. So not all of it. I do some of it. Yeah.
So anytime Howard Stern would throw a cheeseburger,
I turned off the TV. I'd hit mute on it so I wouldn't hear that slap.
I don't remember him doing, like, was that something he did? Like,
something he kind of did on a regular basis.
He just throw cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburgers. He would throw rodeo burgers, anything he wanted.
Rodeo burgers.
I'm not being disrespectful. What is the difference between a cheeseburger and a rodeo burger?
A rodeo burger, I believe, has barbecue sauce all over it.
Oh, okay.
So that inspired a love of the medium.
I fell in love with the media, and I went down to WFCZ. KWFCZ. We got the K and the W now.
So you went down there now 12 years ago, and you've been working 12 years. Really?
It's been 12 years. I can't believe it.
Wow.
I remember I started there. We were playing a lot of Poison back then.
Sure. A lot of Migos as well.
I'd roll them into the Migos and the Doors.
Sure.
Is there any type of music, for whatever the reason, you just will never play?
I will never play hate music.
Nice.
Hate speech is not welcome on WFCZ, The Buzz.
Okay. So, like, old recordings of, like, Adolf Hitler speeches?
We are not for
like
all
that?
Those. We are the only station in L.A. who will not play old Hitler. Old Hitler.
Old Hitler.
None of his new stuff either. We're sitting more in that 70s, 80s groove. Maybe we'll pop in something from the 40s.
Sure, yeah. What about the
Gospel Music Tuesdays is happening all spring.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I'd love to tune into that.
And don't miss our Halloween Fright Night.
Is that on Halloween or?
That is the day before Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right. Still pretty timely. Why are you having gospel music on Tuesdays?
It seems like Sundays.
Yeah.
No, because Sundays is when I'm playing all the Migos. We got a special day coming up on Tuesday. Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay.
We're bumping the gospel and we're playing just the song Billie Jean.
Okay.
That, and then we're going to play Billie Eilish songs. Then back to Billie Jean. So it's going to be Billie Eilish songs with Billie Jean in the middle of it.
So alternating Billies.
That's right.
But every other Billy is a Billie Jean.
Every other Billy is a Billie Jean. That's right. That's what the posters say. Todd, I know you're in the poster business these days.
I put a little money in towards the poster business. How did you know that?
I was half listening. So you make and distribute the posters? I'd love to get some
What were you doing with the other half?
I was wrapped.
I just put money into a poster business.
I'd love to be a part of that.
Oh, you! Well,
I would love to get on the poster you're using to promote your business and show.
Oh,
throw my name on it. Put a little word about a very tiny type. You'd need a magnifying glass to see it. Just I want to promote the Fright Fest.
Wait, to be honest Fright with Fest. You, I like your energy, and I like that you don't play hate.
How could you not like the energy? It's all right here all the time.
And what does your hat say? Give them work.
It says, to get the headphones off and take a look at it.
Oh, you don't know. Oh, you just put on a different hat.
Let me see. It says WFZZ The Fuzz, where the Weiss is.
Yeah. I thought it was KWFZZ. Yeah.
Depends what coast you're on. All these coasters, WFZZ, KFZZ is out here in the L.A. area.
Well, it sounds like you have great programming. I'm not quite sure why you're on this show.
To talk about some events and fill in some community service time.
You're not expecting a good crowd for your Hollywood Fright Fest?
I haven't had a good one yet.
What is not good? Like, how many people?
People? Well, let's see. For the Fright Fest, we do that over at the old Gibson Amphitheater, the one they tore down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we still do it there. And
that was the old Universal Amphitheater, and now they've, like, turned it into a Fast and Furious ride?
Right, we do it in there now.
Wow. Is it, like, an underground thing?
It's kind of underground. You got to get, hopefully it's not underground. I want a lot of people to know about it. People get on the ride, and as they come through, they're hearing me spinning Migos. They're hearing me spin Bonnie Raitt.
Do you love Migos?
I absolutely love Migos.
I don't even think I know one of their songs. I don't even think I heard their name, to be
Black
honest.
Beatles.
Of course.
The Black Beatles?
and by the way, we are going to be spinning some Beatles songs.
Oh, cool.
All B-sides. Beatles-sides.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Thank you.
So you love the Migos, and...
I just call them Migos.
Okay.
Los Migos? No.
By the way, Black Beatles is not by Migos. It's by that unpronounceable last name of Srimmond.
I think Kanye West may have had a Black Beatles song, yes? Or a lyric.
I think he's had many lyrics that we should...
Too bad for us to listen to. We can't listen to him on our station.
Yeah, yeah. The minute he crossed over into hate speech, you took him down?
We took all his vinyl and threw it away and then went to our computers and trashed all the files.
Wow. Who did you say you did it to?
Kanye West.
Did you empty the trash?
Shit! You're going to need give me a shot. I might have to bounce a little early to it.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No
and
problem.
By the way, yes, you can put your little ad on my poster. I didn't.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
Happy to do it.
I assumed I could.
Nope. Not sure if I like that answer. But... Nothing.
So, well, to answer your question, yes, in 2012, I got into the radio business.
Yeah.
It's been a huge help for me after the passing of my wives. And
oh, wait, wives?
Right.
You've had many wives over
the
years?
I had two ex-wives that got involved with each other.
Oh.
They became best friends.
Best friends. Oh, that's, they, I mean, that's one way to get involved.
They were involved in a travel group. They went out to the Egyptian pyramids. And they fell off the top of them.
Off the very point?
I don't know what they were doing up there. I don't know how they got up there, Scott. They're dead now. And it took my mind off it because, you know, I wanted to get back together with both of them.
So you were out there wanting to get back together with both of them simultaneously.
That's right. I wanted to see if they wanted a throuple.
And then instead they go to the pyramids and go right up to the top.
Fell off. It seems from the anecdotes I heard from the travel guide.
These are anecdotes.
I think that's the wrong word. This came to me anecdotally. The way he tells it, though, you what else could you call it? You got to hear the way this guy tells.
Okay. So what are these anecdotes?
So apparently they were up there with a couple Egyptian rugs they had found at Egyptian IKEA, brought them up there and slid down on them and landed headfirst into Tutankhamun's
remains.
Remains.
Oh man!
And you gotta imagine. Now it wasn't the crash that killed him. That was made very clear to me.
Oh, what killed him?
It was the old dust.
Oh,
that's old
okay.
dust. That's bad dust.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
For all you people out there with addicts, don't start inhaling that dust. It is.
Yeah. So this happened in 2012. I'm surprised I didn't hear about it, but.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I thought.
I didn't hear.
I told the LA Times to print the story.
And did they?
They did not.
I never followed up.
I just assumed that they would do it like Todd here.
Right. Yes, that's the problem. It just came full circle.
I get too used to these.
I don't know that the LA Times would print something based on anecdotes.
That's
what they need to source these things out. And
they did get back to my assistant and said they were not going to touch this story.
Oh, okay, so you did get
you
your
did
answer.
Get back.
This was.
I used to want to be a DJ when I was little, and I used to practice this. There's a radio station called WWDB, and I would try to do like the voice. I don't get the tenure that you have, but I would go. When I was younger, I'd be like 365-48-100. Give us a call. Cell phones are free. WWDB. We'll be right back with Frank Ford. Pretty bad. Not bad.
Not
right?
bad. At yeah. all.
Not bad.
I would love you to come down to FWCCHESCFZZ. I've worked for so many stations.
You have
my dentures were sort of.
You've only been working 12 years, and you've worked for so many stations.
I don't last long in a station because
not a good sign.
You don't last long.
No, because I leave the trash bin filled up.
So you've known about this, and you've gotten fired for it.
That's why I'm sweating bullets here.
Okay. So what else is going on over there at KWFZZ? I mean, it's a long time between now and Halloween.
Are you free Thursday night?
I could be.
Be What's by your on? Radio Thursday night. We're going to be playing Britney Spears.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Britney Spears, all her hits mixed in with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay. And you want me buy my radio for this?
You're not going to want to miss this stuff. I'm also going to be having an exclusive interview with Cardi B talking about Ice Spice, the new queen of hip hop.
Oh. Oh, really? Oh, so how did you get an interview with her? This sounds amazing.
Called up.
You just
called her up. I had her phone number.
Oh, where'd you get her phone number?
I had met her on a plane once.
Oh, really?
I got bumped from first class up to a private jet.
I didn't realize they could do that. An upgrade.
It upgraded me. But here's the thing. The private jet flight was 5 hours later. I still took it.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I can only imagine. You're there. And wait, did Cardi B know about this?
Cardi B knew about it. The trick was on me, though. My seat was 0A. And if any flight attendants out there know, that is the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I was shitting in the bathroom the whole flight.
In the bathroom?
In the
okay,
bathroom.
Wow.
What if somebody needed the bathroom?
I had to get up.
Oh.
Stand outside. I was told specifically I couldn't sit in their seat while they were in the bathroom.
Okay.
I get it.
And is Cardi B the only person on this plane?
Yes.
And you couldn't sit on
some of the Migos guys.
Oh, okay. This is what developed your love of Migos.
That's what I told him. I promised him. I said, you give me 10 minutes in your seat when you're in the bathroom, I will spin need Migos every station I go to.
Now it makes sense. No offense, but you should tell that up front.
Yeah, because it sounded to me like you couldn't think of any other group other than Migos.
Yeah, now this makes sense.
No, I'm sure I wrote some down. No doubt.
No, sure. No doubt you did.
No doubt in Chevelle. We're going to be spinning that at the Springfest.
Yeah.
Over there at the Alhambra Honda.
What is Springfest?
Springfest is a time to get all... It's a time to go out, dress up, and listen to some old tracks from the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and the like.
Okay, and you get dressed up and do what? You go up to this Honda dealership?
Yeah, listen to the music. Okay. I can only do so much as a DJ. The rest is up to you.
Anything else going on, Dominic Weiss?
Let's see here. Around the holidays, we're going to be rocking around.
Which holidays?
The Christmas holiday.
Oh, okay.
New Year's.
Only 6 months away, by the way.
Yeah,
I realized yesterday.
Yeah, get ready for New Year's. We're going to be doing Nick Clark Rockin' Eve.
7 months, maybe. Until the actual holiday season. But, what's going on with Rockin' Eve?
Oh, we're going to do it with Nick Clark. Nick Clark's son.
His son. Oh, okay. Right.
And he's going to be spinning more No Doubt and Migos. Did I mention it was all night long?
I gotta say, there's not a lot going on at your station. It's like...
Okay, so is this a slam against me or the good people at WFZZ?
I mean, this is you've come on here to talk about some of your events. You don't have a lot. You don't seem to know very many bands.
I think I've probably named six events at least.
Yeah, but they don't sound fun.
Yeah. Wow, that hurts.
I mean, like, one is just you drive to a Honda dealership and you listen to the radio
you
in your own car.
Nice. Right.
You dress up nice.
Take a test drive in a Honda, but you can only do it for free if you listen to KWFZZ.
While you're driving.
And no offense, he's probably fluffing it up a little to make it sound better than it is.
Honestly, it's probably
less.
Yeah.
Most people don't under-exaggerate events.
To be honest with you, I'm under-exaggerating because we had so many people out last year. Opposite of what the Fright Night was.
You said that you didn't have a lot of...
Fright Night was a mess. I need to deal with that. I'm trying to get... You know what I'm trying to get down there? To play live on Fright Night in the Fast and the Furious ride?
Who Chris Farron?
Migos.
Migos? Oh, you're trying... Well, I have some bad news for you about that.
What's that?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, good. There's a lot I want to talk about off air.
Yeah. Okay, I wish you would have brought stuff to talk about on air. Because your events suck.
I'll talk about that.
And you're not that interesting.
Ouch.
Oh, I mean,
that's probably the worst thing you can say to a radio DJ. A guy who lives his life thinking he's interesting.
What's the most interesting thing to ever happen to you?
Aside from the two wives who...
That didn't happen to you. That happened to your wives.
Good point. You're right. I was nowhere near that.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that.
I'm not saying that.
I'm glad you're not saying
that. I'm not your alibi for this.
You're my ally.
I'm an ally.
I was here the whole time.
Talking about it on Comedy Bang Bang. I was nowhere near there.
I was here. That horrible day in 2012, I was here.
Okay. What's the most interesting thing to happen to you personally?
Happened to me?
Yeah. Yes,
That's not a Migos event.
Nothing Migos related.
I thought getting bumped up to the first class.
Pretty
cool.
To be honest, to have a private plane ride with Cardi B.
All right, interesting thing about me. As a kid, I went to summer camp.
Okay.
Right? Got very friendly with the counselors.
Okay.
And they took advantage of me, took all my money.
They conned you out of all
They conned all my money, and...
How is it? What kind of scam was this?
When I would show up at summer camp... Early on in the summer, I brought a trunk and it was filled with dollar bills.
Oh,
okay.
Why?
Because my parents said, we're not paying for anything for you all summer, and this is what you have to use at the canteen. That's where I got all my candy.
So you look like an easy mark.
I was a nice guy back then. I'm not so nice anymore.
Oh really? Okay. Well, I'll follow up with about that later.
Off air, of course.
You'll be off. But
that was a bad thing that happened to me. I one time met Larry Bird.
Oh, where'd you meet Larry Bird?
I met him on another plane.
Okay.
He was in the first class, and I was in the back bathroom. I got a seat in the back bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So I went up to him. I snuck in. I knocked one of the flight attendants out.
Changed into
their outfit. Went up, sat next to him, and he said, what are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be serving the drinks? And I said, well, we do a lot more than just serve drinks up here. It's about safety.
Sure. Okay.
And I sat down next to him. I said, I covered his mouth with my hand. Okay. He licked my hand.
Okay.
That's not interesting to you.
I mean, I don't think, does the story end there? It sounds like you're in the middle of it.
Oh, the story ends with we landed the plane safely.
Okay.
It's funny. I had the opposite thing, which is crazy. I got bumped down. I was in a private jet opening up for Daniel Tosh. Mm. One of his friends wanted to go. Oh. There was only room for seven of us. So they put me on the regular flight 2 hours later.
Wow. Did you say who the friend was?
I can't.
It sounds like you're bragging about going on tour with Daniel Tosh.
Well, I don't think I would. Yeah. Maybe. You never know. You never know these days.
These people
are funny like that.
In a climate like this?
In a climate like this, you got to get out these, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, was I bragging? Nah. Maybe. We'll talk about it off the air.
We'll talk about it off the air. Yeah, I think, yeah, we'll go. We're going to have a big powwow off the air.
I'd like to straighten this all out.
Yeah, but speaking of off the air, we do need to take a break.
I'm sweating like a pig over here.
Yeah.
I've never been more nervous on a microphone in my life.
Yeah, is it? You're an old hand at that. Well, not incredibly
old. But
yeah, Andy. Yeah, how old of a guy are you?
Let's see here. The wives died when I was 50. I'm in my 60s.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like you're 62.
Exactly 62.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're 60 also?
No.
Oh, you said you're 62, so I thought you were 60.
Oh, I see, Todd. All right,
We're going to throw the break right here. Coming up next, we got Paul Simon and Madonna.
Oh.
We're going to play those tracks at the same exact time. You don't want to miss it.
All right, well, we do have Mike Stacker after this, so I hope you can stick around, because we all want to know what Mike Stacker is
about. I
got
nothing to do all day except empty that trash bin.
Okay, right. That's not going to take very long. Sure. It's a one click.
Good.
We'll be right back. We'll have more Todd Glass, more Dominic Weiss. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Todd Glass. Todd, where can people get the information about your thing?
ToddGlass.com takes you right over to Seed and Spark. You know what? Even if you're not going to give money, go just watch the video. I think you'll appreciate it. And then maybe you don't have the money to give. I totally get that. But you'll come, oh, I want to see him do the show. So you don't have to be giving money to go over and
surely
check it out.
Surely you can find the money somewhere.
I'll find the money somewhere.
Not
where
do you,
how about
not you?
I'm
talking to the audience.
Do you have any?
Yeah. Well,
have you ever funded a show?
Where do you
show?
Keep your money?
I keep
that
my
trunk of money. Do you still have that?
I still have it. It's dwindling.
Wait a second. You said that, oh, they tried to steal it.
I forget what I said. Forget about that.
I remember.
That was a mess.
Well, guys, we've been hyping it up here ever since the beginning of the show, and this is really exciting. We have a guest here. We don't know what's going on with him, but
I couldn't believe you got Mike Stacker. I mean, this is...
Do you know anything about Mike Stacker?
No, that's why I'm so happy to be here. I want to get to know this
guy. Can't believe we got him and want to get to know him. That's a great combination. But let's welcome him here. It's his first time on the show. Please welcome Mike Stacker. Hi. Hi, Mike. Doing good. I can understand you, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see me. I don't think. Do we know each other?
No, Scott's best friend. Stop acting like that. Come on.
Best friend.
Yeah, me and Scott came up together in comedy. Came out here to be actors together in.
What year?
1993.
That's when I came out here. Yeah.
That's when we met. I don't.
Yeah.
Ever.
That was Nirvana's year, 93.
Nirvana's year was 91, actually.
You gotta love those guys.
Boy, he deflects really well.
So, that's me and Kenny are at Big Time right now. It's fine. It's like me and Scott used to like hang out. We used to do like a ton of shit together, but now my wife's falling apart. He's gotten a family. I used to be the alpha in the relationship, but now he used to be the beta, and now he's swapped.
Well, I'm not doing an alpha beta swap with you. Right. I'm not trying to. What's going on with your voice? Can I ask you what?
It's the roids.
The what?
The roids.
The roids?
My wife's not doing great, actually, Scott. I'm about coming here to San Quentin, LA. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, okay. Wait,
Oh, come on, man. Stop it. We came up to we watched. We used to go, me and Scott. I don't know if you guys know this. We used to go watch Trumbo and Cinescape together.
Trumbo?
We had no fucking mad ladies at the fucking Sunset Hotel. Me and you used to fuck a ton of people. Remember that?
I remember going to see Trumbo. You were there?
We went together. We went to high school together. That blocks out.
We went to high school.
We grew up in Seattle, outside Seattle.
Okay.
I mean, that's,
did you grow up outside Seattle?
Our first job was together. We both played Deaf Doorman on Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
We both played that? I don't think that we can both play.
The
What is happening with your voice? You say it's the roids?
Well, here's what happened. I had a lot of like medical issues recently. And I don't even know that because you're not responding to my texts.
Oh, but I don't think you're texting me.
I lost all my hair recently because, you know, I was supposed to be taking Propecia.
Oh, okay.
I guess I was on chemo for a couple of years. I don't know what.
Without needing it?
No, I was going every week for chemo. I guess for chemo, I thought I was taking Propecia, but I guess it was chemo I was having.
That's by accident. That's the opposite. Your hair would fall out.
My bones are brittle.
There are other benefits to chemo, though. It's not just used for making hair fall out.
Oh, really? Like what?
It's to kill cancer cells. I mean, there's a whole history of science behind it.
But if you don't have any cancer cells, there's no reason to take it.
There's no reason to take it unless you just want your hair to fall.
I mean, you look sort of familiar, but you're bald now.
I think what he's trying to do is downplay all the shit we used to do. We used to go fucking ham. Remember that?
No. Look, a lot of things happened 30 years ago that we all can't remember, you know? I mean... I can't remember. I'm sure I remember things that you've forgotten and vice versa.
You remember
that. I mean, you look so different.
My life's a mess now, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I spent like all my fucking money, man.
Really?
I'm trying to make it in the acting business, but fucking AI and the streaming. It's just
I don't think AI and streaming are the problem. It's your voice, the way you look. The dirty sweatpants are not helping.
Yeah, and they do it. By the way, your
teeth are bent.
You do have a little shit on the back of your head, so I don't do what we hated that they did to us.
I have something called long gums.
Long gums?
Gums.
Oh, gums.
Yeah,
oh. Oh, 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 yeah. Okay. No,
so basically, I look like a fucking infant.
Yeah, no, you do. You look like a giant baby who's like.
Under these gums.
Yeah.
It's. Oh, man, I'm having problems. I spent all my money on fucking Cold Busters at Jamba Juice. $10,000 on Cold Busters.
why that much? That's too much.
Did you think that was going to help the
gums? The long gum situation?
Buying cool shit, I used to be fucking like out there, man. I used to fucking like drink Intelligentsia coffee. I would fucking hang out at fucking the fucking what's that hotel?
You're gonna have to tell me what hotel it is. You can't just say what's that hotel.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
Skybar.
Sunset Tower.
Wait,
okay,
maybe
so it did work.
Do you remember last week you were with me?
I swear I was not with you last week.
Yes, you were.
This is last week. You should remember that, Sky.
Oh,
what just happened?
What just happened?
So me and Scott were pitching a show to Spike TV last week.
Spike TV doesn't even exist.
No, that's the problem.
Okay.
That's the fucking problem. And I got too much Botox, remember?
He doesn't remember.
Exploded.
What exploded? Your nose?
Well, the doctor said that the Botox was pooling. It was collecting in my nose. And then it exploded.
Okay.
You
cannot stay with me. No.
Okay.
Well, then leave. You can't stay with me. I live in LA. I'm not your best friend.
I can't live with my mom anymore.
Why? What happened to your mom?
Oh, she went crazy. She was a fucking lunatic.
Oh, she was a lunatic?
Yeah, she was buying a car. Right, she was like a dealership, you know, my mom.
No, I don't.
She likes cars. She came down to the Alhambra Honda.
Springdale. Scott actually slept with my mom, but anyway.
So that's something I would love to talk about.
I don't like to hear that.
She was buying a car, and she wanted a gray car, but none of the cars were gray enough. You know, she was one of those.
She just really wanted a gray.
That's too white. She wasn't gray.
Right.
So she freaked out and had like a fucking nervous breakdown, and now she's in a fucking insane asylum.
This sounds like a very sad story. I'm sorry to hear this. Why can't you stay with her, though? Like, she's in the insane asylum.
No, where
no,
did she live?
Where did she live before?
Seattle, I know. Who's in that house now?
Oh, that house is sold. Oh, wait. She had the wherewithal to sell her house as she was going into the insane asylum?
Right.
Wouldn't be surprised if Chris Novoselic bought that house.
Okay, this story is not.
Do you remember this house from your? Did he go to this house in his childhood? You're saying. It sounds real.
I mean, I remember being in driveways as a kid. I dreamt of that. Were you a neighbor of mine,
yes,
maybe?
Or? Scott, last week.
The movie Lightyear, the Pixar movie, the Buzz Lightyear spinoff movie or reboot? I saw it. Yeah, look, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay. You're gonna act like you don't love Lightyear.
Here's what I saw Lightyear. You might have snuck two martinis in a Lightyear and drank them yourself. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm doing a bunch of things that you happen to also be at, like you're following me. And I don't think I've ever met you in my life. I'm not big. I'm just saying, like, maybe you're some guy who just happens. We happen to be crossing paths a lot.
How do you figure this out? I'm sitting between the two of you. His stories do sound real, but I knew you, and you look a little familiar, but you know where I think I don't want to be unfair to Scott. Did you park behind me? Like, and I thought maybe I see him from just.
Yeah, park. I mean, this is the thing. I don't think
he
we've
was
ever
masturbating
met.
In his car. I didn't want to say
he
anything.
Was.
Were you? Yeah, I thought.
Why?
Because that's my fucking home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be allowed to look. You should be allowed to do that
behind closed doors. People should be allowed to do whatever they do.
Hey, I got a question for Scott and Todd here.
He's in his house. In all fairness,
it's where he lives.
You have a right
house. It's too bad his house has tons of windows in it.
Yep.
And we all have to take a look. What was the question? I was going to ask you and Todd here. This guest we have, Mike Stagger.
Yeah.
This has got to be. Is this voice coming in crystal clear for you guys?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm hearing it perfectly. I love this.
It definitely is. I mean, it's odd.
It's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah. So you're like having trouble with your respiratory.
I also lost my toes last week at the Grove.
What happened to your toes?
A fucking trolley accident.
Oh no!
Now we all know those are. You need those for the balance.
Cut my fucking toes right off. My toes look like a fucking bludgeon ball right now.
Oh no!
Like, so, oh, dear.
Do you just tip over when you stand up? Do you tip over?
Yes.
Now you're having trouble understanding me?
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I'm not a Mr. Stacker. I'm not a doctor or anything, but could you, we're talking about the respiratory. Can you give us a nice clear breath here? I want to see how you're.
Sure.
Yeah, that's.
That's troubles.
That sounds bad.
That's pneumonia.
Well, that sounds better.
That's a little better.
It's a little bit. Two guys that don't want to get involved. Oh, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Let me hear it again, just so we're not putting you out to the wild.
I do have to admit that I kissed somebody with bronchitis.
This morning.
It wouldn't happen that quick, I don't think,
I don't
to be honest.
Think.
Maybe with all the other ailments, it just snags on top of each other and goes quick.
Okay, look, Mike, I can't solve your problem. Maybe you can stay with Todd, but unfortunately we're running out of time.
That's fine. If you need anything, man, I'm always here.
Oh,
that's nice.
That is nice.
Cool
don't involve Cool Up in this.
We've been texting, so.
No, please don't text Cool Up, whatever you do.
I should be texting me.
All right, look, we are running out of time, guys. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Today, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, in yet another strip mall, and we're going to savor the sweet ragu of CBB's plug bag. First thing, you crack open that plug bag. Wow. Give it a big sniff. You get some bouillabaisse in your face. Wow. I don't even know that it's fair to call that Russian dressing up. What? It's as legit as any mofongo I've ever had. Wow.
Ooh-wee.
Get your face in that bag and take a big whiff.
That's a good one.
That was good. That was Diners, Drive-Ins, and Plug Bags by Randy Smith. Thanks,
Randy.
Randy
Smith,
Smith,
I like that.
All right, Randy. Hey, what are we plugging, Todd? What do you got? Tell everyone again the details about everything.
No, shut up.
Not the story that took fucking, honestly, 20 minutes longer than it should have.
You know what? TikTok and Instagram having fun over there. And then May 12th at the UCB. And just.
Tell people about you. We want people to go to this talkglass.com.
Yeah, because they heard me talk about it. So I'll reference it. Go to talkglass.
Maybe they're just tuning in right now.
Oh, then I wouldn't do this to you. Because, you know, then I don't have a short version of this.
The short version
is. Oh, I do have a short version.
Yeah, go to talkglass.com and you can sign up for this and fund this thing.
Great. Go to talkglass.com. And then that'll take you right over to Seed and Spark. And like I said, even if you just want to see what I'm doing and you don't have the funds to donate right now, I totally get that. But you can see the 4.5-minute highlight reel and the message from me, and then everything will be crystal clear.
Yeah, there we go. All right. And you're doing that show at the UCB in LA, too, on May 12th.
May 12th. And I hope that Chris Farron put the pressure out. He hasn't even said yes yet, but opened the show with a song.
Oh, yeah. So you emailed him.
I texted him today.
You texted him, mm-hmm. and he is not.
I literally texted him parked outside of your house.
Oh, okay.
And that's why when you mentioned his name, I was like, what? He didn't.
This is off air, by the way. This is in one of our many off air conversations.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. All right, everything's fine.
Okay.
Mike, you doing good?
All right. you're doing great now.
Excuse me?
Thanks for asking how I'm doing.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Dominic Weiss, what do you want to plug?
I'm plugging a new band that's they're doing some shows in Chicago, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Westerly, Rhode Island, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. They're playing some music, and they're showing in some of those places a new documentary about how they filmed their last album.
Okay.
Their latest album, The Sloppy Boys.
I've heard of The Sloppy Boys.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've got the Burbank Reggae Fest coming up. I'm going to be spinning Kiss all day long.
At the Burbank Reggae Fest?
At the Burbank Reggae Fest. If I have a little time, I'm going to put a little Migos in the mix.
Mm. I like it. I did forget one thing.
Oh, okay. You want to plug something? Yeah, get back in here. All plugs are welcome.
10-year-old Tom is in its second season. I do the voice of the principal.
Oh, okay.
And it's been a lot of fun. I'm on. It's part of an LGBTQ show that Netflix did, and it just got accepted in the Tribeca. So I'm in that. I have a pretty large presence in that. So I'll throw that some love too.
Okay.
There you go.
Wonderful. Are you done with your plugs? Or
I think
you
I'm
to
check out
in?
The Sloppy Boys social medias for that stuff.
Okay, great. And Mike Stacker, I know you don't have a lot going on. Sure. But what does that have to do with you?
Me and Scott are doing a live show, a
two-man
show.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, it's called Brothers in Christ. Right, Scott.
Tell
them about it.
Admit it.
I mean, I'll take a look at the details.
Take a look. Is it 2 days?
2 days? Two men?
We've got the fucking New York Times coming to the show.
He's staying at my house. At least you could.
I'll do the show. Yeah. Where are we doing this?
We're doing it at the fucking Orpheum.
At the Orpheum. Yeah. And the New York Times is coming? Why? That makes sense. Okay. Check out that Big Mouth Live at the Greek show as well, if you're in L.A. Speaking of live shows, the Comedy Bang Bang Tour 2024, Bang Bang Into Your Mouth Tour. We're coming out there. We're doing our most extensive tour yet. We're going to Boston, Brooklyn, Philly, Brooklyn. I mentioned Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., Durham, Atlanta, St. Louis, Nashville, Tucson, Phoenix, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Denver, Austin, Dallas, Toronto, Royal Oak, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Chicago, Madison, St. Paul, Sacramento, Oakland, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. So you can get all the details at cbbworld.com/tour and... these shows are, a lot of them are sold out already or close to selling out. So we're going to start this up in June and we're going to have a lot of fun. Paul F. Tompkins, myself, and the CBB All-Stars will be coming to a town near you. I hope you come to see us. While you're over at CBB World, go ahead and take a look at all of our shows over there, like The Neighborhood Listen and This Book Changed My Life, all the rest of the stuff over there. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
I don't want no scribes, blinds, a guy that can't get no love from me. On the passenger side of best friend's
ride. Is that a good stage name, Tim?
Tim!
All right, that was No Plugs by Tim. Thanks so much to Tim for No Plugs. If you want to hear one of your plugs themes on the show, head over to cbbworld.com. Todd.com/plugs. And guys, I want to thank you so much, Todd. Always a pleasure to see you.
Scott, I
get
love
back
you.
Closer to that thing and say that. Don't just say it from
I
afar.
I said I love you.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
You know, I probably don't need to say this, but whenever I listen to the show at home and then you don't see, it's easier to do it now because you're in the, you just, it's, never mind.
Never mind.
But you fantasize it a little bit better. You know what's going on in here.
Exactly. Well,
always fun. Always fun. Always I get into it. You know me. I get into the characters and always fucking love it.
I love having you on. And you got to come back and do Stained Glass 3 at some point.
Oh, dear. You know, Scott, no kidding. I've been doing comedy a long time, and you know I'm not lying, that thing has lived longer than anything that I've ever done. It shows up in comments on TikTok, you know, like you know, like the references to it. So
Stained Glass
would be happy to do
it. We have to do that if Adam ever comes back from New York. We'll have to get together and do that. And Dominic Weiss, thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you too, Scott. From now until the end of time, I've found a real connection with you, and I
means
love
less coming for you. I mean, this is my friend of three decades here.
Okay. Well, good to know that some people do not like to say hear that they are loved.
Yeah.
From now until the end of time.
And then Mike Zachary, I hate to even.
Oh.
We're going to brunch after this.
I thought you were taking me to All Time. You said you wanted the fucking cheesy eggs.
I barely want to go to All Time. I don't want to take you there.
I'll go.
All right, Todd, you'll go.
I don't want to over. I'll go to brunch with you, and you can stay in my house. But I got to be honest. That's about all I can do.
Listen, man,
thank you.
I'm gonna pass.
You
Todd, honestly, you're very needy. Now you're throwing brunch on top of him staying at your place.
How about that? The guy passes. I feel like
I don't want to be seen with you. I'm sorry.
You motherfucker!
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.